Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So if you're keeping score,
I am.
We added two and lost one over the weekend.
Oh,
Herman Cain and Tim Pawlenty formally announced.
Today, I am announcing that I am running for president of the United States of America.
We need a president who understands that our problems are deep and who has the courage to face them. President Obama doesn't. I do.
But over in the minus column, Governor Mitch Daniels loves his family too much, apparently, to run for president. That's his official reason for deciding not to throw his hat in the ring.
A favorite potential candidate becomes the front runner who never was. The Republican field still open to more players. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is May 23rd.
And before we check on the sort of scorecard for the GOP campaign in 2012, 18 months out, let's take a look at the morning's top news. And this morning, it's all in Joplin, Missouri. Joining us now is Harold Brooks, research meteorologist at the National Severe Storms Laboratory in Norman, Oklahoma. We have 89 dead in Joplin, Missouri, a tornado that ripped through the town about 4 miles long. It was 3/4 of a mile wide. What happened last night?
Well, obviously, it was a devastating event in Joplin. I've been through Joplin many times and know the damaged area pretty well. A large, apparently violent tornado in a pretty heavily populated area right through the middle of town. It looks like it's probably the deadliest tornado since 1953.
Now, how does this relate to the extraordinary, record-breaking moment of tornadoes that we had just a few weeks ago?
It's really hard to see much of a relationship. In fact, since the outbreak in the southern U.S. a few weeks ago, we've actually had about the quietest early May we've ever had on record. So we went from, major devastation to a very, very quiet period, and now a big event. We've got another couple of days could have significant tornadoes still.
And before we go, Harold Brooks, the scale of this devastation does remind you of what happened in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, right? Even though they're not related meteorologically.
Right. I mean, it's in many ways, it's a very similar thing. You put a violent tornado through a densely populated area, and you basically everything gets destroyed in the area.
Harold Brooks, research meteorologist at the National Severe Storms Laboratory in Norman, Oklahoma. Thanks so much for joining us. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon described the damage in Joplin on CNN.
It's total devastation with the hospital down, the high school down, other areas. The bottom line is we declared a state of emergency. We've ordered the activation. We have guardsmen boots on the ground there now.
For our listeners in the Joplin area who listen to us at KOSN, we want to get a report of what you're seeing. If you've been affected, give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. This morning, the president has arrived in Ireland for the beginning of a week-long European tour. He'll head to Britain, Poland, and France later this week, and he's going to face questions about his recent speech on the Middle East. The European Union has imposed sanctions on Syrian President Bashar Assad because of his government's ongoing crackdown on protesters this morning. The EU is also tightening sanctions in Iran over worries about its nuclear program.
In Iraq, a series of explosions across Baghdad killed 20 people, including 2 American soldiers and 8 Iraqi policemen. There were more than 17 blasts in all yesterday. A volcanic eruption in Iceland released a cloud of ash over the weekend. It's closed Iceland's national airport and is disrupting air traffic across Europe. And Sony says it expects a loss of $3.2 billion for the fiscal year ending this past March because of the impact of the earthquake and tsunami.
Asian markets and European indices are down. Futures are way down right now. The Dow will start at 12,380, the S&P at 1,317, and the Nasdaq will open at 2,326. Well, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will speak tomorrow before Congress. Clearly, he's expected to respond to President Obama's mentioning that the 1967 borders may start as a basis point for a peace process there. We're going to talk about that later this hour. But first, a recap, a scorecard, as John says, of the GOP race for president. Mitch Daniels out. Who's still in? We're going to talk about that in just a few minutes.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.